the 9th, 1944, they got the Holy Ghost in Little Rock, Arkansas. Who was that, sister? Now, can your level, I mean, I knew you. How old's your youngest girl? How old is she? 20 what? 24. We held your meeting before she was born. You remember that meeting? Before she was Hazel, you look reasonable, and you seem to be as level as you was then. If I am now, as best I can judge, your mind's pretty good. And you say that in 1944, on May the 9th, you've got something, and you call it the Holy Ghost and Lord, down here. Y'all, now that goes with it. I don't hurt a meeting. And you've got something you call the Holy Ghost and wrote it down here. I ain't got time to let you tell about it. You'd spend an hour and a half telling about it. I ain't going to do it. But. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, there rose a mighty shout. Well, the mockers and the scoffers said, this thing cannot be real. Jesus answered them and he said, they act just like they feel. They act just like they act. And they act just like they feel. They are full of the Holy Ghost, the Heavenly Father's seal. Now, don't get tied up on Pentecost. It was a feast of weeks, and they celebrated the 6th of June after the wheat harvest. So don't get tied up in Pentecost, because that was simply a feast the Jews kept. When the day of Pentecost was fully come, and it's mentioned, I think Brother Paul mentioned it again in Acts 20 and 16 and 1 Corinthians 16, 8. He mentioned he'd like to be at Jerusalem the day of Pentecost. So it was mentioned later in the Bible. But you know why they're here. Has anybody got a Bible? You want to read? You do? Yeah, you're a good reader. I'm going to hurry. You turn to Luke 24:49. We're going to talk about the Holy Ghost. Do you take the Geographic magazine? Don't be ashamed. I ain't going to preach against it. Do you take it? Did you read your last issue, sister? I'm sure you did. I'm not trying. And on page 543... in your April issue of the Geographic magazine, and on page 543, it shows a spiritualist in China, and he's got his face painted white, and he's in a trance. He's standing up, and there's gobs of people around him, and they've pierced his jaw with a stick of an affair, going through his mouth with it. Said he can't feel it. This fellow shouted for 2 hours, and had a sword in his hand, they whoop over and hit his back with it and warp his back with it. And that wouldn't bring the blood, just bring big whelps. And he whooped his back with it for 2 hours and chanted and jumped and spoke in tongues. Your Geographic, the April issue of 1981, page 543. Three words there, says, and spoke with tongues. When he finally come out of all of that, he said to the old boy that wrote the article, are you hungry? Have you ate yet? Which is a Chinese custom. That's the way they greet each other all the time. Well, he said, go eat with me, and took him to eat with him. He come out of that good shape. Now, I want to talk a while about the H-O-L-Y ghost.
Bless you, God.
You believe in ghosts? I don't know what you're talking about. I know I was holding a meeting in Joplin, Missouri, when they said there's a spook light out here, Brother Moore. Well, I've never been spooky. China, you can gouge me till you give out. I ain't going to leap in the air and turn a double flip and commit suicide over it. I just ain't goosey. That's kind of embarrassing. A time or two, I kind of wanted to act like I was where I worked hard, because this other fellow's really was goosey. This fellow's goosey. But I ain't goosey. You know, I mean. Well, I held a meeting and they said there's a spook guy. I said, I don't know about that junk. Sometimes folks say they believe something, they think it'll shake the whole world because they believe it. Well, I'm sorry, I don't shake it. A lot of times when folks think you'll shake, you know, I don't shake. But I went out that night, I said, let's go see it. So we drove out and parked on a country road out here in the Lover's Lane. And down the road, about a quarter of a mile, there's a light come up the road about 3 foot off the ground, like an old dim car light or an old lantern. And here it come to meet me, Donald. And I didn't say nothing. It got up there about 10 foot in front of the car and disappeared. The fellow said, did you see it, LD? I said, let's get out of the car. I thought maybe an optical illusion, you know, or something, out of the lights. I said, let's get out of the car. So after a while, here it come over the hill again, about 3 foot off the ground, slow motion, just a dobbling and dodging. What is that word I ought to use? Jerking or kicking or something in the air, you know, just dobbing, that's what it's called. Dobbing from you. It come on up, disappeared again. Said, you see it, L.E.? Yeah, I said, I saw it. Well, science has been out there a different time, and there's a little old town back over here, and a highway goes down through there south, and they thought maybe it was the car lights at night reflecting off of that glass of that bank window, and so they hung wagon sheets over that so the light couldn't reflect back into the woods or bounce off something else. They never have found out what that was, but that ain't what I'm going to preach on. I ain't going to mess with the ghost.
All right.
I'm going to talk about the H-O-L-Y ghost here. Now, I'm satisfied that there's messages and tongues going out. I'm satisfied in the 543rd page of your geographic that guy over in China talked in tongues. So I'm satisfied beyond doubt that we've got tongue talkers by the gobs. And Washwater, I never seen the like in my life. I don't y'all get offended at me, but I may fall out with an interpretation if I don't think it's a H-O-L-Y ghost. And you ain't getting my gold or shaking me up very much because you talk in tongues. Some people can backslide, and 2 minutes after they try to get back, they're down here talking in tongues in the altar again. Oh, amen. The hand of the Holy Ghost like a pocket knife. You see, I ain't going to be able to preach what you preach about. All right. We're going to talk about it. I want you to read what you read to start with here this morning. What did I give you to read? Luke 24:49. Let's get it.
And behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you.
The promise of who?
My Father.
All right, the Father promised something to the saints. And I don't you get mad at me now. You could, and I might be offensive to you. I'm going to do you like I done Earl Holcomb when he's a member of the Free Will Baptist Church. He said, I'm calling to preach, Brother Moore. I said, you probably are. And he said, I can preach without the Holy Ghost. I said, well, you can do better than these could then.
All right.
Read it.
But tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until ye be endued with power from on high.
All right. And that's where they're at here in Acts 2. And that's what they're waiting on is power to labor, power to distribute, power for service.
Yeah.
Don't you like power?
Thank you.
My wife, Sherry, when I was young, I didn't worry about gasoline consumption. I said, I wish I had a car in high gear that'd spin the wheels when I put the gas to it. When I got out here on the road and I'm in a hurry and I meet a slow poke, I wish I had a car in high gear just going around. And I said, I like Wayne Dillard. You know, it used to be that way. And he started in California and said, put everything behind you but a Dairy Queen. He is in a hurry. Well, I love power. You don't tell me you don't like power. Sure you do. You don't power to pull the grade with. Don't tell me don't take power to witness in this day we're in. Don't tell me don't take power to stand up for the Lord. Don't tell me don't take power. It takes more than ever did. Tarry ye in the city. Go down to Middleburg. No. Go to Samaria. No. If the Lord wants to give it to me, he won't chase you down and give it to you. You'll never get it. You get it like he said or you won't have it. You can beg him for the gift and to give out, and him trying to give it to you all the time seems like a reproach to me. Is it a gift? What is it? You know what seems strange to me? Now, don't you boys get mad. Some boys here at my church ain't got this, and I wouldn't tell them what I'm going to preach. I wouldn't tell my wife. Hell, nobody know what I'm going to do. But you know what? If the Bible teaches anything, it teaches the baptism of the Holy Ghost and fire. Holy Ghost. And you're not promised power till after it comes upon you, according to Acts 1:8.
Right.
You shall receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost has got close to you, jumped on a sister next to you, come into church and blow it out. Come upon you.
Glory.
Amen. That's right.
I ain't
got
time to read only as I want to, so it looks like I know the Bible, but I just read that. If you don't know about it, he dwells
with
you and
shall
be in you. I said, I don't understand it. Well, tell me who does. Used to meet with the early church and shake all the place where they was assembled together.
Thank you, God.
Why, shake the rat out of a woman's hair. I mean, if she had one in it, I mean, I ain't against a woman putting the hair out of a rat. just shake the liver out of you there. Have you ever seen the Holy Ghost shake anybody? Soul. That little boy prayed for the Holy Ghost and prayed for God to help him. All right, I'm glad you remember. You can help him. And said, let her roll. That's just too. He said, what do you mean? Oh, he said, I had a snuff can in my pocket. Every time I tried to pray, the devil said, that snuff's coming out. It's going to roll out. I said, let her roll. Don't tell me God didn't shake the early day Methodists. They got what was called a jerks and fell in a sawdust aisle. They done it. I want to talk a while about the Holy Ghost. Read where you started this morning. You remember where you started?
Howbeit when he...
Wait a minute. What verse is that?
Verse 13. Chapter 16.
Why don't you back up and read the 7th verse and down through there. Let's read a little later. I won't fight you. Going to read. Let's get that up.
Nevertheless, I tell you the truth.
Nevertheless, now Jesus is a good truth teller. Some folks, you can't hardly find out what they ain't hardly no way to corner them. I worked with a feller. He said, "More, I've got to quit." David, you remember Smith? Jawbone Smith. Double action Smith. Double swivel Smith. Double jointed Smith. Double jointed, double loose tongue Smith. Tell more lies than any man ever worked for in my life. Had about 2-apartment complexes, about 200 apartments in each complex. And he is over him. David is holding a job for him. But for David, he never kept it. David don't want to know anything about it. Smith had the big front. He could roll the blueprints up under his arm and look like a deputy sheriff going to arrest a chief criminal in the county. And that boss fell for that countenance, and that he didn't know nothing. Why, he couldn't float a yard of mud out. He couldn't hardly put a light bulb in the socket, but David could, and I was helping David. He called Smith and said, Smith, you need to be over to Green Forest over there. The air conditioners went out on apartment number 76. What apartment is that now? After they got the call, too, he said, "More, let's go eat." I said, "Well, all right, we've got to get over and fix that." I said, "We'll take care of that. Don't worry about that." After we ate, he said, "You go in there and read that paper there in that lounge. I've got to make a little trip over here." He dodged them all evening. Next morning, phone rung. I'd have been run over, but it's tied up on the other apartment complex. One day he said, "I've got to quit my job." Morris said, "Why?" I said, "I've lied so many lies, I forgot what I told him last." Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. I'm glad God's Bible's true. I can't put much confidence what some people said. Jesus said in John 16, he said, I tell you the truth, it's expedient or necessary for you that I go away. For if I go not away, what?
The Comforter will not come unto you. The Comforter will not come unto you.
Oh, you don't know what I'm going through, sister. I've called every sister in the church. Yeah, just about tore it up over it. Woo! I've called everybody I can think of. Could you think of anybody else I can call? I need some help. Well, what we need is the Holy Ghost. When the Comforter, don't, there ain't nobody. Sometimes you think they'll help you, they can't, son. Ask every preacher, you know no more about it than you do. You'll have to fall in on what he said it was necessary that he sent back to help you.
Thank you, God.
Yeah, that's right.
What'll he do when he comes?
For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you.
Wait a minute then. He had to go back to heaven and send the Holy Ghost back. That's what he done. All right.
But if I depart, I will send him unto you.
All right.
And when he has come,
he'll do what?
Reprove the world of sin.
All right.
Of righteousness.
All right.
And of judgment.
All right.
Of sin because they believe not on me.
All right.
Of righteousness because I go to my Father.
All right, read it.
Me no more.
All right.
Of judgment because the prince of this world is.
All right, that ain't what I'm after. Go ahead.
I have yet many things to say unto you, but you cannot bear.
You can't take them now. You get the Holy Ghost with you. All right.
Howbeit when he.
Wait and hold it. Now when he, let's count these. He's here. When he, that's one. Read again.
The Spirit of truth is come.
All right.
He will gather.
He, wait a minute. That's two. Read.
Into all truth.
All right.
For he shall not.
Wait a minute, that's three. That's three he's. Let's slow down here. Now then, read a little further.
But whatsoever he shall.
Wait a minute, that's four he's here now, and you're not out of that verse yet. Let's read a little more.
That shall he speak.
Wait a minute, that's five he's now, and you're not out of that verse yet.
And he will show
that's
you
six
things to come.
Read the next verse. That's six.
He shall glorify
seven.
Me. for he shall receive a man.
8 times in 2 verses, the Bible calls the Holy Ghost he. Evidently, he wanted us to know, God did and Jesus did, that the Holy Ghost was a person, and 8 times in 2 verses, he called the Holy Ghost he. Fall out with it if you want to. Name it a he-shim or whatever you want to in this mixed up silly time when it's so far from God they're going to make one restroom for everybody. Wickedest, evilest bunch I ever seen in my life. I never heard of any such stuff. We're in end time. You better get to running. You better pray for God to help you say something and do something. It's a winding on down. That's what it's doing. Get the Holy Ghost. Call he. Why did he call him in John 16:15-26? I'm going to hurry. I know it's late, and I'm hurrying too fast. While he's getting that, John 16:26, and suddenly there come a sound from heaven when they was all in one. Wait a minute. When day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. Now there ain't no use blaming God. There's no use blaming nobody.
No,
but we'll do a modern day miracle here this day if we could get everybody's minds together long enough to get anybody through to the Holy Ghost. And you can't hardly do it in the midweek service when things ought to be slowed down a little. It's hard to get everybody in one mind and one accord. But they was all in one place. Well, now, wait a minute, though. The only place to get it's in the choir. That's where I got it. I guess I ought to know. I was in the choir when I got the Holy Ghost. That's the place to get the Holy Ghost, in the choir. Now, we got some folks are hung up. Some of them hung up on sanctification. You'll never get the Holy Ghost. Just stay bogged down there the rest of your life all you want to. If you think you got to act like Mother Throckmorton did before you get the Holy Ghost, just bog down there. You'll be there or you die. Bog down in that. You ain't going to get away with H-O-L-Y ghost till you're ready for it. But you can get bogged down on something because you got to act like so-and-so. Now, as far as I'm concerned, I can make doctors out of where you get the Holy Ghost. You get it in the choir singing. That's where I got it. But that ain't where David got it that morning at 1 o'clock, 17 above zero, at Norman, Oklahoma, 502 East Sim. He got the Holy Ghost so good till he couldn't talk English, and he wrote me a note and said, I've got it, Daddy. Well, I never would put up no foolishness. That's the reason ain't no more of them got it in my meetings than they have. Fill them with whatever you want to. They can talk in tongues to give out. They're doing it everywhere. I know people talk in tongues, drop your hat. Me and David's going down the street here a few years ago, and I said, watch that old boy walking around China. He had kept a pocket full of pencils and had a sign on his door, marriages performed here. God bless you, sister. Had a burden for you reading, I said. I seen that old boy, and I stuck my head out the car door, and I said, watch him, David. I said, hello there, how glory, said. There wasn't no glory to it. All I was doing is give him a good husky hello down, Rich. That's all. Don't jump out there, corn days around it. Dwayne Norvell, if I holler at you, keep your wits. I might just be saying good morning. And lots of folk don't know a thing in the world, and I'm not smart, Ross Waller, but I'm going to tell you, if you take everybody out of Pentecost or wholeness and profess that Pentecost or wholeness, that ain't got the Holy Ghost, we wouldn't have just a dab of folks that's got the real Holy Ghost in far in their life. I got in a meeting where the song leader. The song leader hung himself to death 2 weeks after I closed. The wildest thing ever got in my life. One night during the service, a woman broke in the front door where she come in. Stood up and said, I pray for the sick and God heals under my prayers. If you'll holler glory for time or two of that and go off into Ein Dreins, Verus, Vitifox, even accounting German or something, you know, folks, let's go haywire. All right, I'm putting it at you and telling you about it. I might put it on you. I don't care if we're going to take sham and not the real, not real God's real Holy Ghost, if we're just going to go after tongues, interpretation, and a bunch of wildfire, and we're not going to go by what he says. I ain't got time to get lost. We ain't going to have it, but we need it.
Amen.
And we can get it.
Amen.
I'd busted that there man come through called, he died of an alcohol condition. They tested the liver and said he died of his alcoholic. He's good to give women the baptism. I don't know what makes colored folks and women so easy flopped around like that. Now, I wish I had a good colored minister. I'll preach for them. I love them. But I can't understand why they get so, they're so easy. You can just flip the lids. I never seen such a bunch. You wrote it down at 44, 54, 6, 4, 7, 4. Why, you've had the Holy Ghost over 30-some years. My wife never spoke in tongues in her life. She couldn't learn babusha. That's grandma in Polish, and she's a Polak. She couldn't even learn that. Why, she can't even have English language, let alone nothing else. Be answered, pray, sister, pray. God bless you. But the night she prayed to and got a hold of God, she's so far from God and so wicked and lost, she got saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost and fire, and talked in other languages for 2 hours on her back. Pray the poor girl, been without food as high as 3 days at a time in her home, didn't know nothing about it.
Thank you, God.
You know what she said she wanted when she went to church? She said, I want that them people's got. They look happy. You know about it, son. The Holy Ghost and fire. They have one kind of people it comes on.
Amen.
They is all together. They could do more sitting down than we can knocking out windows. The Holy Ghost filled all the place where they were sitting.
Thank you, God.
There appeared unto them cloven tongues. What is cloven tongues?
These tongues that light upon your head, the Bible says.
He said they light on your head. He's all right. What do you say, cloven tongues?
Oh, you just blanked out, too. Pardon me, boys, I'm ashamed.
I apologize to you. I had not done it to you. Well, now, kind of a split tongue deal. Like that to come upon that woman where I was holding that meeting, the power of God come upon. She went speaking in tongues and round, around, around. That little old woman weighed 100 pounds, went right down that aisle, tore out between them benches. That old 6'2" beer-drinking preacher jumped up and stepped over 3 or 4 people and head for a hiding place. And all that little woman was doing was going round, around the spirit, talking in tongues like they scared him to death. Yeah. He held a meeting at Stroud. It had been years ago, boys, but he took the money and drank beer with it. We had the dead one on him, witness on him. That woman never had seen him before, but God did.
All right.
Kind of Holy Ghost come upon him, people.
Glory.
I think I'm going to preach on the Holy Ghost more. I'm getting tired of this foolishness. I am. I may scare you so you don't speak in tongues for 30 days, but you better not if you don't know it's the Lord. You better hold it. Jesus said he'll send this back. He didn't send it back to everybody in the world. All of them had done what he told them.
Amen.
You know how many is far? The Apostle Peter told in the 2nd chapter of Acts, it's for you and your children and those that's near and those that are far off, even so many as the Lord our God shall call. Way back in the Black Jacks of Oklahoma. Call them out of the Black Jacks and out of the timbers of Arkansas. Anywhere. Well, it's a Holy Ghost special. Better get on this train. Holy Ghost special. Better get on this train. Better get in.
Thank you, God.
David started home church that night and couldn't talk in English. Tongues always talk. Come up to the stop sign, blowed over the road, and Charlene, she was trying to drive. Had a wild man in the car. One of them kind go down the road and say, oh, hallelujah, glory to God. Turn the stern wheel loose and shout.
Yeah.
Here we do it, Jenkins. Well, praise God. She tried to, he said there, trying to tell her about the stop sign, couldn't talk English. She says, yeah, shut up, David, don't even know what you're talking about. Trying to tell her about the stop sign. Shall be on you and is with you and be in you. 17 different nations was there that day. They did. Lord knows what to do. Give him a little advertisement here.
Glory.
A little advertisement. 17 different nations of people, sir. He commenced to talk in tongues. Said, the Holy Ghost told me to tell you, shut up. Well, now that's what they done over at one place I was at. Holy Ghost told me to tell you, shut up. Words, he don't talk like that. Not even to its enemies. What was he talking about? Don't you answer. The wonderful works of God. That's all talking about, Ben. But you hear what said so-and-so said about Ben, but hopefully he cut her down. You hear what Opley said about that one boy? She cut her down. You hear what that one said about Opley? No, that ain't what the Holy Ghost said. We do hear them speak in our own tongues. The what?
Thank you, God.
Woo-wee.
Glory.
Talked to an old man. Side of his back was cancer. Used to run a business up there about 40 years. Went to his bedside the other day and said he ain't never been to church with it. Don't hardly know me. He said, ain't a hope in the world for me. Said I'm 80 years old. I said, get your hand to me here. Yes, sir, I said there's hope for you.
Amen.
Talking about the wonderful work we get the Holy Ghost in our midst. Magnifying God like you want to. Raise the dead up here.
Glory.
Put the spears of rectum back in your heel. Brother, there's a good brother met last night back there. You know what Sister Cox prayed over there, Ralph Cox's mother? She said, Lord, let it be as though it had never happened. I picked that up from her. And since then, a lot of time I've gotten about her too. I said, Lord, let it be as though it never happened.
Yeah.
Let me forget it. They say, remember how old boy done you? I said, God, I forgot it. How was it? I don't know where he gave me an offering or take me. I can't remember what it was. It'd be better if you forget sometimes. Pardon me, I just get doing that when I preach. Get ready for it. Get on there and wait on it. It's coming in. Holy Ghost. Come from the glory world. You can't order from Dallas. How'd y'all ever get so much junk down here, do you? I've never seen so much junk Dallas at the headquarters of every evil spirit, seemed like to me. I know you can't help it. Are you? I'm a Tanya Rice. Ricky, that's what we hear on the radio. Dallas, Texas. One of them wrote David a while back, said, have a great burden for you. Never met him in his life. Don't get excited because you get a letter of the fellow's name signed to it. Form letter may have 500,000 of them out. Where you hear from me, you'll be fortunate to hear from me. It'll be personal when I do. Write you a personal letter. Yeah, I said, got a burden for you. I'm talking about the Holy Ghost. I may preach on the Holy Ghost a little longer here and get through these trucks. Said, got a burden for you, David. Poured him one bag, said, it's the financial need of God. Fire me some help as soon as you can. Never hear it from him no more. Never hear it from him no more. I speak as a fool, but I've been 38 years of my life laying these altars, you children, and your children, some of them married and got grandchildren. I met one of those boys here in church in the bathroom while I was a little baby about that long. I said, well, son, what in the world is that? He said, it's my boy. He's so proud of us in there chain his diaper himself. Bless his heart. Where is he at? He's in here out there. One, he may be helping the kitchen. He got three girls and one boy. He's so proud of that boy. I've been amongst you. But there's something else got in amongst us. It's called the Holy Ghost, and ain't a bit of Bible fruit behind it, and it's not a Holy Ghost. I held that meeting where that song leader hung himself to death, and that old gal staggered in the meeting that night and said, I pray for the sick. I've got power to pray for the sick. I looked at her. One woman said, good lady, would you lay hands on me and pray for me? I don't have many of them had her pray for me. At 2 o'clock that morning, when they carried her out of there in a straitjacket, they hauled her back to Norman Insane Asylum, where she broke out of. I was in Oklahoma City at that time in a little ragtag mission downtown 28, 30 years ago. That spirit led that woman from that insane asylum to that church. She went in that door and said, I come to pray for the sick. I pray for the sick. Whew, that's Holy Ghost. Hey. Yea, thus saith the Lord, the sun shall come up in the morning. Whoa! Oh, here. Brother Moore, that's far out. That ain't a bit further out than what some folks is eating and supposed to be the Holy Ghost. Now, I know what I'm saying. I got up in Richland, Virginia a while back and jumped up to try to preach, and I said, yea, thus saith the Spirit, if thou wilt give unto the man of God that standeth before thee, thou shalt surely be blessed in thy going out and thy coming in, and thy downsettings and thy uprisings. Length of days and long life shall it add unto thee. Thy wife and thy children shall be blessed about thy table. Thou needest not worry any longer about a job. Thou shalt have a job continually. And about out of boo a time or two, Don Rich, and told a running spell, it had been some of them hit the floor, a few. I thought Grant Horton going to hit me on the floor. Well, I got slowed down, which it ain't hard to turn that on. Just put your mind on it. I turned that off, said, now the Lord ain't in this, but that's the way to do it, ain't it? They just blowed through there and took a bunch out of the church down there. And I challenge you, boys, if you've been there, they took some out of that church and went right down the road with that ballyhoo called the Holy Ghost. I like scared David out of getting it, but he finally got her, Don. There's a Holy Ghost. It comes to them that wait on God. It comes to them that will accept the gift. It's hard to give somebody gifts. I've got a plenty. I've got several pocket knives, but if you got one, you want to give me, hand her to me. I'll holler back to Oklahoma and Donald Van or somebody deal here. I'll go back with it. You know, a gift that a fellow tries to give you, some folks don't know how to take a gift. You can try to tell some preachers they preach good and they'll embarrass you from out of it and insult your intelligence before it's over. You don't need to try to tell them no longer. All right, young men, bless you, old men. When a fellow comes up and says, you preach good, brother, as good as I've ever heard, say, thank you, my brother. Thank you, little sister. Thank you so much. Don't tell them, oh, I didn't do no good. They thought you did. You're going to have them mentally trapped here in a minute. Insult their intelligence. All right, sometimes, help me, Lord. Say amen, board. Say amen, board. Glory to God for the board. Y'all believe in the Holy Ghost, don't you? That old gal running that meeting hall around there at 2 o'clock that morning, straight jacket back to the insane asylum. And several of them had her pray for. Well, the next night I got up to preaching, and right in the middle of my preaching, I fell or started. Well, I don't put no brakes on me sometimes. I put the brakes on that. But the Lord checked me and said, hold your peace. I stopped. He said, the Holy Ghost said to the Apostle Peter in the book of Hebrews, you know there's some fellas pull that stuff just that bad on our church folks today, calling it the Holy Ghost right over the radio and right in church, and they get away with that stuff and they blow those right all over you with it and still try to make you think it's the Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost don't get all messed up like that, sister.
No, he don't.
We call he 8 times in 3 verses. And I'll never get it all preached to you, and there ain't no way. But since the Lord's leading on this, that's the reason I'm preaching. I know you're not hungry, and you just soon wait another hour to hear a good preacher. I know. But I ain't going to preach another hour. But anyhow, that's the reason the Lord led this brother preach on the Holy Ghost. And when he led him to, I said, I can't miss it. I ain't missed it. Tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until, and the Bible said the Holy Ghost filled all the place where they were sitting. No, you don't have to be on your knees or groaning like you're dying. You don't have to be on your back unless you're in the shape Sister Pete Tuesday was. If I have to be flat on my back to get the Holy Ghost, I'll never get it. I was there the night she got it. I wish you'd guess how she speaks, Jack Colsey. Flat of her back. Decent as any woman ever was standing up, but she's flat of her back. She's going to tell God what doeth the Holy Ghost. You know, the first time tongues interpretation ever come to me, it scared me like it did J.L. Vandergriff when he was a Methodist boy and finally prayed to the Holy Ghost and the tongue interpretation come to you. A lot of folks still don't believe in that. You know, the reason some folks don't, they're so far from it, they ain't never tasted any of it. And some folks don't because they've seen so much tomfoolery until they won't accept the real. They're like me when I was holding Wayne Dillard a meeting in Arkansas. They used to be pretty fanatic down there. I ain't got time to define that. There is such a thing as fanaticism. Ain't got time. This lady jumped up and gave a message in tongues, and the Lord gave me the interpretation. Hope. What'll they think of this if I tell this? What'll they think if I get up this spirit on me and interpret that? I wouldn't make a move in the world. Everything is just... You ever be where the Holy Ghost gives a term interpretation? You think the high sheriff's there and he's got his pistol drawn on a whole bunch. Now, it won't be a throwing babies from one side of the house to the other and everybody running the aisles. Now, the Holy Ghost is smarter than that.
All right.
Go ahead and fall out. You just weld if you want to, because you probably need to if you're about ready to, and then we'll know where you're at and have to get back in. But when that first message I ever heard in tongues, I thought an angel jumped into the midst. I thought it was an angel from heaven. I wouldn't look up. I fell on my face and stayed there and never told nobody what I heard. I thought I was the only one who heard it for days. Scared me. Lord, give me that interpretation. And you know, sneaking thing. Sneaked around that church. I said, was that a good woman that gave that, stood up and talked in tongues? Said, best in the country, Brother Moore. I went to Wayne Dillard. I said, Wayne, was that a good woman? Yeah, she don't come here to church, L.D., but says she's as good as he is in this state. She's got what she said she's got. God uses her. Woo, creeped off down there under a pine. I said, Lord, will you have mercy on me? We can't hardly recognize the real when it gets here for the counterfeit. Oh, there's some money specialists you ain't going to fool. That's it. Yeah, I've got it. That ain't it. I've got it. That's it. Our discerners are just about all busted. I went in the place a while back a few years ago with Martha Carson singing in honky-tonks and bear joints and everything, and she broke down on that, there will be peace in the valley for me. Oh, yeah. We're the greatest showmen that ever lived. We've been taught it from Hollywood. It's got in our churches. We got some faint sit down, some high hatters, some hip twisters that's teaching us to act.
Yeah. All right.
Whole time preaching going out the window. Say amen, son. Say it loud.
Amen.
God bless you, George. I love you. Amen. Can't tell the difference. Don't know the difference. Can't discern the difference. Preacher, an old man, said, "Can't you feel the spirit in that, Brother Moore?" I said, "The what?" In that woman singing on that record? Absolutely not. I can't feel no spirit in that. Not a bit in the world. We in a shake, rattle, and roll day. Do your own thing. Let the man's hair go down to his belly button. Let him unbutton his shirt down to his belly button. He can't see his necklace if he don't. Let him have the nine spiritual gifts and tell us all how to follow God. Yea, thus saith the Spirit. Throw up thy hands and worship. Why, Lord. Howard, you better say amen and pray. I'm into it. Holy Ghost. I love the Holy Ghost power. I know that everybody gets it, don't look like an angel when they get it. I know there's some instructions and some teaching and some reading. What did the Bible say he'd do? Teach you all things. Where will it lead you? Do we need a leader now? Do we need somebody to lead us? Lead us in all truth. Teach you something. Bring all things to your remembrance. Whatsoever I have said unto you. Won't you be glad to trade all other stuff off? Bring back what he said. Do you have the Holy Ghost? Well, Earl said, "I'm called a priest, Brother Moore." I said, "I know it. You probably are. But you need the Holy Ghost." "Well, we don't believe it like you. I ain't got nothing to do with it." Somebody said, "Well, I don't understand that talking them tongues." Well, do you understand Genesis 11? He gave all the nations of the earth their languages overnight. Overnight, he changed all the languages of the earth. There wasn't the Holy Ghost poured out. He just changed all the languages of the earth overnight. Next morning, foreman come up, this old boy said, "Now, what do you think about the job?" He said, "Oh, okay, a home, a shikama, a fina, we care, a whole cow, wally." He said, "Whoop," he said, "as he ever went off the deep end there. Catch him before he runs away." How about you, pal? What do you think about him? Said Hines, Vines, Bears, Smitty, Fox, even he said, "Uh-oh, there's another time together." "How many loads do you think it'll take, son?" "Well," he said, "unos, dos, tres, cuatro." "Whoop, there's another one. Ain't nobody got anything but me, and ain't hardly anybody can talk what I talk." They gathered in groups and all part off together and talked the languages. You fall out the Holy Ghost in Acts 2, you're going to have to fall out with Genesis 11. 17 different nations of people heard ignorant, unlearned, and sunburned fishermen talking languages that never been taught. Wasn't a native language. And we do hear them glorify God and tell about the wonderful works of God. God made the world. God made the wind. God made the sun. God, I'll tell you what you can do. You can pray for the sick, saying that, and get it further than them hypocrites doing. Ain't got it. Just talk about the wonderful works of God when you pray for it. Well, old Earl fussed at me and said, "I don't believe in it." I said, "Well, would you be a man?" "I've always been a man. 6'1", snapped 1,000 pounds of bulls, held a record down there at Palika. Snap a thing. You ever pull any bulls?" "Whew. That old trailer you dragged for hurts me. 1,000 pounds, a bunch of them, Tom. Off of you. You boy. 1,000 pounds a day is more.
I've always been a man. Will you do what you say you'll do?
I've always done it. Would you be a man and quit that fussing and seek God about the Holy Ghost? Yeah. Right. Try it around. I'll do it, he said. He laid them altars with ours. But he laid down the altar one Sunday morning, 15 miles east of Oklahoma City, Free Will Baptist ordained preacher, laid down the altar over there to seek God a while, couldn't get up. The old Free Will trotter couldn't get up. No wonder that old colored boy, no wonder he run down to the end of that altar yonder, Fort Wichita, Kansas, and said, blow, wind, blow! Yeah. Numbers of them got the Holy Ghost. Yeah. There come a sound from Houston, Texas. I don't know what some folks are looking for. Why, there's some folks they'd never be prayed for if couldn't get their favorite person to pray for them. Shake them just right. Called on Rich to pray for you, done prayed for you, and you done healed, and here comes Brother Moore in. Well, we got to show honor to him. You ain't show no honor to me to repeat like that. Don't embarrass me. The Lord's done healed. Let's not kick him in the face. He done answered some brother's prayer. Let's just rejoice. Don't worry about that, keeping Brother Moore from getting offended. Woo-hoo. Somebody told me, oh, I won a million a few years ago. I said, well, that's a million more we've won if you did. Are you in on that, Brother Moore? I've been in on it ever since it started. I said, everybody that wins souls, I'm part of it. And if he won a million, that's a million more we've won. If. God struck that Free Will Baptist because he opened his heart. God don't have to have nobody baptized, nobody with the Holy Ghost but him. You ever see anybody that's baptized by somebody? I have. Them women, them color folks. Hey, get down. Repeat after me. I know. Just go ahead. I don't believe in that. All right, if it knocks your Holy Ghost service head, I can't have it. We need the real, and if we ain't got it, what you's putting on? Did it come from heaven as a rushing mighty wind? Did it fill all the house where they were sitting? Did there appear in them cloven tongues like as a fire? Did it set upon sister so and leave brother so and so? No. It set upon each one of them. It set on each one of them. Right on. When speaking in tongues. Oh boy, I'm over at Mesopotamia. I said, can't believe that. I was raised down on, when the fish went down on Galilee a lot of time. Why, he can't hardly talk his own language. Why, he's talking my dialect very clear.
Thank you, God.
You know what that missionary from India told me in my revival meeting? Brother Moore said to get in the Holy Ghost in India, we talked 200 dialects in that area there and said they talk perfect English. Never heard, never seen an American, a white man, and get the Holy Ghost and talk in English. I just know the Holy Ghost can't all have his way in our midst. It's our problem. It ain't that he don't want to come in here. But we have messed up and crossed up with so much stuff, and we've been told we could handle it about any way we wanted to and just say forgiveness. I'm going to tell you one thing. You ain't jumping back in the Holy Ghost when you sin out and go back to drinking beer and wearing men's breeches, cutting your hair, or chasing women, boy, and smoking cigarettes and cigars. You going to drift back in here overnight. You going to get it all. You ain't going to do it.
Amen.
I don't care what your preacher told you. You ain't going to get God's H-O-L-Y ghost. He's got better sense than that. He ain't having you stagger down the street one day half drunk and you pray through the next night and got all three of them. And then you back the next day doing the same thing. And you back in here, God, again, you back beating your wife. Ain't no such stuff. The old man talking now. He used to be young, but I'm getting older. Oh, man, I love the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah,
oh!
Jesus.
Glory.
Glory.
Had one pair of bitches all had to preach in. Living in a 11-foot homemade house shutter. Girls freeze them all every morning. Got down here, couldn't preach, boy, I didn't have it. Somebody said, if you've got a video pocket, ain't no sense to it. Ain't no truth to it. Don't promise that people everything but the moon. Got half the folks feeling like they're vaccinated because they ain't got a bunch of money.
Right.
Why, you'll ought to be busted nearly most of the time, son. I wish it was on the street corner now so I could shout. If I ever do want to shout, you boys going to have to get me because it's getting a hold of me. Hello, my face in a little house chair. I said, God, I preach as far as I can. I went as far as I... You're here. how God called Abraham and tried to kill him? Strange things in that Bible. Made him down the road and I killed him. See if he'll do what I told him. I said, Lord, I went as far as I can. Can't hardly make it no further. My wife and David sleep over there on the bed. Ah. You know what? The Lord spoke to me. Holy Ghost come upon me. Tongue spoke to me and the Lord interpreted for me, sister. First time I ever had it happen to me. When I first went to preaching, the Lord spoke to me. Say, I'll never leave you. I'll go with you. You'll say what I give you. Not be afraid of the people. Be careful what you say. I want to talk to the man of God. I'm a little sharp, I ain't careful. A little sharp. I know what he done me wrong. Preacher don't get away with that me too easy, Ben. Not if they claim high experience. You ain't never done me no wrong. I went to see him. The Lord touched me on the shoulder before I got there. So be careful what you say. He's my servant. Woo, you're talking about taking a win and deflating me. Got there putting and said, good brother, would you mind if I come in? Didn't have much to talk about. You got the Holy Ghost, Hughie. It'll take some of that sass out of you.